Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It certainly is. And this morning, we've got Dr. Jalem Cho in the studio. Kia ora, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good, thank you for coming up this morning. So you are a PhD candidate at the School of Medicine at Auckland University. And we're speaking to you a little bit about a new drug that has been discovered to boost survival for diabetes patients after pancreatitis. So this is kind of interesting. What could you explain a little bit about, I guess, what is diabetes of the exocrine pancreas? Is that right?
Yes, right. Yep. Yes, right. Yeah, to talk about diabetes, many of you have heard about types 1 and 2 diabetes.
Yeah.
And people with diabetes present high blood glucose, but many of them have no presentation, like symptoms. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, to talk about the exocrine pancreas, and the pancreas is an organ behind the stomach,
mm-hmm.
and it has two parts. One is endocrine part.
Mm-hmm.
It produces hormones such as insulin. It's for regulation of blood glucose.
Okay, right.
And the other one is exocrine pancreas, exocrine function. So it produces digestive enzymes. It's kind of a breaking down fat, lipids, carbohydrates.
Right.
Yeah.
So they sort of help us process what we eat and all of those things as well.
Yeah, that's great.
So,
yeah.
So as you were saying, like a lot of people know about types 1 and 2 diabetes,
mm-hmm.
but I've never even heard of the sort of diabetes of the exocrine pancreas before. So this is it the second most common form of adult onset diabetes?
Yeah, actually type 1 diabetes is common in children, and type 2 diabetes is most common adult onset diabetes. But this diabetes of the exocrine pancreas is the second most common adult onset diabetes. And actually, it's quite underrecognized by clinicians and people.
Mm.
So many people don't know this type of diabetes.
And what brings on this type of diabetes? So pancreatitis, does that sort of trigger it sometimes?
Oh yeah, actually, there are two causes of the diabetes of the exocrine pancreas. The first one is pancreatitis,
mm-hmm.
which means inflammation of the pancreas. And the second one is pancreatic cancer, which is rare but very lethal cancer.
Right.
Mm. Yeah.
And so what is this new drug and what are they hoping it's going to do?
Actually, this drug is not new.
Not new, okay.
Yeah, it's already there and it's very easily available. Yeah, it's prescribed by clinicians in diabetes clinics. And actually, we looked at metformin, which is the most commonly used drug in diabetes.
Okay.
In type 2 diabetes.
Mm. Right. And that apparently is also good for this diabetes as well.
Yes. Actually, we didn't have evidence if it's metformin is effective in diabetes of the exocrine pancreas as well. So we looked at it. Yeah.
And so that's what your research has been a part of. Is that what you're still working on at the moment? Is that ongoing?
Oh yeah, it's ongoing. This is part of my PhD project. And I'm studying diabetes and pancreatitis, pancreatic cancer. So diseases of the exocrine pancreas.
What made you interested in diabetes and the sort of studies around it? What made you want to study that?
Yeah, actually diabetes is, we normally know it's just high blood glucose, but actually it's a systematic disease,
mm-hmm.
and it affects the brain and all of the organs in our body. So that's very interesting. Yeah.
And so how far through your PhD are you?
I'm in my second year of PhD.
Awesome.
1 year to go.
Good luck.
And Thank you.
You were saying that almost a third of people who do have this kind of diabetes don't get prescribed this drug?
Yeah. In our database, almost a third of people in diabetes of the exocrine pancreas. post-pancreatitis diabetes, they didn't have any anti-diabetic drugs. So yeah. That's the problem. So
why is that? Why weren't they being prescribed?
Actually, it's one of the reasons it's under-recognized by clinicians.
Yeah, right.
That's the one thing. And maybe, some people with diabetes of the exocrine pancreas may have some serious or severe conditions, and then they don't have chance to get metformin in the community,
right?
Because your study found that this drug that you were looking at actually could halve the risk of death in people with this disease. Wasn't really being prescribed.
So are you hoping that through the research that you're doing and that the University of Auckland's doing, that this will become more readily, I guess, used, metformin, the drug that we're talking about here? Are you hoping that through the research you're doing, people will sort of recognise
the
benefits of it?
Yeah, I think from this study, we can't conclude this is effective in this condition.
Right.
But, I think we can recommend metformin as the first line treatment option for diabetes of the exocrine pancreas.
Oh, it's fascinating. Thank you so much, Dr. Jalim Cho, for coming and speaking to us this morning from the School of Medicine, PhD candidate. Good luck with the rest of your PhD.
Thank you very much.
I know it's a slog as well, so we'll be thinking of you. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
It's